systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamble. Today is Friday, April 16th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
My name is Matt, goddammit. This is episode 337, the Friday Night Show.
Wow.
With I'm Sean.
Us, with
I'm
us,
Sean.
With us back for another Friday, his second Friday in a row since episode 10, Lyrical, a.k.a. Sean, in the studio. How the fuck are you doing, Sean?
Word up. I'm doing good.
Word to that motherfucking
to
shit.
Talking
to the mic a little bit more. You'll be fine.
Do we have the Friday Sean back? Is that what's
I
going on?
I think we do for right now. We have the Friday Sean back.
Sounds pretty good. I'm digging it.
I feel pretty good about it.
You know what? I looked at his levels and stuff last time, and I was like, man, he's going to be too quiet. But you know what?
I fixed it good, huh?
Dude, got to say, Sean, you have a very supple voice.
You have a very bulbous voice.
You have
well,
a very,
thank you, Danny.
Very nice voice when recorded and then regurgitated through my iPod speakers. So,
tonight's
yeah.
Friday night. It's ladies' night here at the
yeah,
Jam. Well, we got yes. drinks and shirts half off all night long.
My sexy 12-inch cock of a voice right in your ear, pussies.
That's kind of right. what it is.
So, today is the day. Yesterday was Keith's birthday. Happy birthday to that motherfucker. We got two autographed What Do We Do Now books to give away. I gotta say, the competition was fierce. The competition got downright dirty at times, but I'm glad to say we do have a winner.
Two winners.
First of all, this is really long, but there were a few more entries. I'm just going to kind of buzz through this real quick. Bunny, she's a female, been a listener since episodes in the early 30s. Holy shit, that's about 300 episodes times 2 hours. That equals to about 24-hour days straight of the motherfucking jam hole. That's a lot. I always look at that every time we upload a new episode. I look through the FTP and I'm like, man, that's a lot. When I'm like yeah. 70 and I'm my deathbed, I'm gonna just listen to my life, and
that
I will
be pretty cool,
and it will please me.
It will please
I will be
you.
Like God looking back on the seventh day and being like, yeah, I did good.
I did good.
And then,
good.
Like, 100 years later, being like, man, fuck these motherfuckers. Bring me a flood. Noah, build a motherfucking ark, because I have had it with these motherfuckers. Jesus. I've had it. I'm God, and I'm pissed, and I've had it. The Jam Hole was the very first podcast I'd listened to before linking off the Flat Beacon to the Jam Hole. I didn't even know what a podcast was. Now I can't imagine my life without them. I voted for the Jam Hole fairly consistently on PCA for as long as I've been a listener. I donate when I can, which has been so far in the 3 digits range. I think she has been our top donator.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty awesome.
She's pretty
We appreciate all of the donators, but yeah, yeah. She kills it with donations. I appreciate that.
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Slash donate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Donate.
Whole numbers, slash. Bitches. She's like, whole numbers. I spread my jam hole love and the word of the jam hole to anyone who will listen. I offered to do Danny's taxes for free. I attended Aussiepalooza when I first met Danny in person, and I showed support for the show and Matt by attending the Grizzly Jack show. Note, even though Danny says she hates women, especially makeup, high heel wearing girly ones like myself, she was cool as fuck that night and even promised to lick my pussy afterwards. Even promised to show me some moves on my stripper pole.
I'm good at that.
Which is a double entendre for lick my pussy, right?
No.
Damn it.
I'm willing to teach, though. It's cool.
That night, I passed out business cards for the show and spiced up the YouTube commercial. You can see that 38 seconds in on the right. I rocked the Jam Hole logo on my skis, exposed to many a chairlift ride companion. Most of the podcast... Now, this is important. I need you all to hear this. I need you to not only hear it, but I need you to listen to this.
I'm listening.
This is important. Sean, are you listening to this?
No.
This is
he totally wasn't either.
I know. This is important. Most of the podcasts I listen to have been as a direct result of recommendations from Matt, including Keith and the Girl.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Hmm. Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're
for
welcome
that,
for that,
buddy.
Don't worry about it.
One up on you from us.
Enjoy that. I have been a regular listener of Keith and the Girl for about 2 years now. You're welcome. Anytime. Don't mention it. The Jam Hole has always had the number one podcast spot in my heart and will continue to be unless you guys just really start to suck ass. Don't do that. Okay.
Aww.
Okay.
I feel so loved right now.
I'm not going to do that. Will you promise not to ever suck ass unless it's mine?
To never and suck Matt's penis again.
We're having
Marissa.
Whoa. Inappropriate. And that is not what she said.
That's what I heard, dude.
I'm
making a promise to a fan right now. I don't know if I'll be able to
shut
break
your
that
fucking
either.
Mouth. I'm once divorced, was married for 9 years. I'm currently in a long-term serious relationship with the guy that was stalking me when Matt tried to hook up with me. We bought a house together. No plans to marry. I paraphrase, you know. I want the book because I wish I could say my entire relationship has been sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. But we have had some serious sad kitten moments. So sad kittens that we're in counseling to try to save us since we don't have our own podcast 3 days a week to hash out our issues. And since, you know, she probably sucks dick like a woman is supposed to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It has so far been a super positive move, and I have been happier and more in love than ever. But I can still use all the help I can get to keep this momentum, and if I can pull helpful relationship advice from a source and also have plenty of lols along the way, then it can't get better than that,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, dude. We're like
That's a break
from the normal, you know, like, average everyday crap. You put on your headphones and boom, you zone out to, like, fucking our land, the Jam Hole land.
Jamholia,
if you will. Yeah.
Burger entered. He says, male, none, unless I get a meth whore, and then I can fuck all night long. I donated weed when Matt was out. He did.
He did.
And bought swag. Got one person kind of listening. Yes, I am late, but thought you would have burned the book by now. Burger. And then the last one, manifest, says, right, I'm probably too late, but I'll submit anyway. Male, and I am might still be in a relationship. However, the very religious pastor's kid that I am or might be dating was giving me a blowjob, like she should, and getting a little freaky, the way I like it, but then she started using teeth, the way I don't like it. To make a long and erotic story short, shit bit me hard, and I slapped her to get her to stop.
Oh.
Now, she refuses to fuck me as punishment. Maybe the book could help me with that, and then again, maybe not.
I don't think that comes up in the book at all, but good luck with that, dude.
You either gotta hit her hard enough to where she passes out, and then you can finish fucking her, or just don't hit her at all.
Even I know you don't chew on it. Come on.
I know, right?
Come on. What the fuck? You can't chew on my clit, dude. I'll punch you in the head. Come on.
Yeah.
That's just normal reflexes. I don't blame you, dude. Get a new girlfriend.
And a pastor's kid just freaky about sucking cock.
Of
course, awesome.
Did you ever go to like one of those Catholic girl schools?
Every weekend,
they're like, "Oh, penis!" Oh. Like,
you roll in there, you roll in there, and drop your drawers, and it's like a swarm. it's retarded.
Ooh, what's that? Can I touch it? Can I put it in my mouth? Oh my god!
Something else that might help me win. I'm probably too late, but god damn it, I'm gonna write something anyway. I've purchased your Wicked album and awesome shirt, and I've also technically donated in the triple digits. ... But that's another story. Yes, and I've learned my lesson. We will no longer be sending sex toys to people that are under 18, and that was my bad. I have learned. Also, by wearing that awesome shirt, I have also successfully hooked several Jamholians and pissed off many Christians.
Cool.
I wear the awesome shirt every Friday under my badass blazer. I may post a pic if you so desire.
I do desire, actually.
So, your votes. Who do you think?
My number one in all time,
Bunny,
like, absolute must win is Doug.
Doug? You're going to go with Doug? Okay.
I'm going with Doug.
Bunny wins. She wins. She wins all the time.
See, I don't know. Well, I mean,
Because when we first started, I thought there would be more chicks to enter, but there was two, but then one bailed, so now there's just her. So I'm not going to change the rules on her. She wins by default. Should have had more chicks listening, right? I mean, come on, guys.
Well, I mean, her fucking little paragraph there that you just read is pretty impressive.
We are awesome. Thank you.
Chick wears our stickers on her skis.
I know it.
Chick, you know, I mean, she listens to podcasts that we mentioned.
She almost got beat by her.
We were the first podcast she heard. She supports us. She comes down to the fucking Grizzly Jack show. She came down to Ozzy Palooza. She's donated. Blah, blah, blah.
That's a win,
and you know
if
what?
Ever.
For a preppy chick and stuff, she is pretty cool. I'll give her that.
For a hot chick, she's pretty fucking hot.
She's a decent person. She's a good
decent,
chick.
Definitely. So, Bunny, you're going to say Doug, huh?
I'm definitely saying
Doug. I'm torn
Doug,
between
dude.
Manifest and Doug.
I'm sorry, dude.
I have to say.
This book, you're not getting it from me unless it's going to Doug.
Doug?
Yes.
I do feel bad
I
for
feel
Doug.
I feel some serious
but,
pain
let's
for
think
Doug.
About it logically. Is this book going to help that at all? Nothing is going to
at
help
least,
that.
At least, you know what? For a day or two, he might be happy while he's reading it.
That is true. The only thing that is going to help Doug is an affair. Okay?
Or
a divorce. Or an affair followed closely by a divorce.
Unless he gets his wife to read the book.
And turns
that
to the page and turns to the page where it's like, fuck your man and suck his dick.
Pretty much.
I gotta say, it has helped us. You've been sucking cock like a champion.
Right.
Ain't no thing. What would you do, Sean, if you were in a... Dr. Phil. From
Yes.
What would you do if you were in a relationship with a chick and when you first hooked up it was fucking and sucking and all awesome. And then she moves in with you and now she refuses to suck cock.
It wasn't all fucking and sucking to begin with. It was a lot of fucking.
It
but
was
it wasn't
a
whole
fucking.
Lot of sucking.
Well, I would probably find something that she really enjoys that I could like take from her. You know?
That is a fan. That's why I love that guy. Like money, perhaps?
Like something that she values, like my physical affection or me just,
I would just
paying
totally...
attention to her, something, you know, acknowledging her presence in the room, something like that, until she realized. That's... I did this with a girlfriend once.
Really?
She was not sleeping with me enough, so I stopped kissing her. Altogether, you... I stopped.
Totally, just...
And drive her fucking nuts, because she would want to kiss me. I'd be like, no.
Now, what would happen? She would move in for the kiss, and you would just turn the other cheek, like Jesus
no,
says?
I would be like, no.
Really? Like, just straight up push her away?
Yeah.
Fuck me, and I will
well,
kiss
if she
you.
Won't fuck me when I want to fuck, why should I kiss her when she wants to kiss?
Right?
It's a two-way right? street, motherfuckers.
This is a two-way street. This is not a one-way road.
So give up kissing me.
Hold on. Love is a two-way street, but it's also a dead end, man.
It
Jesus
is.
Christ. Oh, man. That
well,
is
wait, what
that
would
is
you
beautiful.
Give up then, huh?
She loves nothing. She is a cold-hearted bitch. I don't know what to take away from her. What do you take away from a woman who's lost everything? Let me ask you that.
I haven't lost everything.
Come on. Okay, you've misplaced everything.
Maybe you could try the opposite route and give her something that she doesn't want.
Like my dick in her mouth.
Yes.
That doesn't work. It doesn't work.
When she's sleeping, just sneak it open and just slip it in.
If he wants to lose it, he could go ahead and do that.
Charlie Clown says, prostitutes never let me kiss them either. I hear you, man.
It's not good to kiss prostitutes.
Doug says, is he talking about Danny or my wife?
I put out way more than your wife, bro.
Yeah, that is true.
Actually, you want to know what I think is the real key to getting women to succumb to seduction?
To putting your penis in her
yes,
mouth?
Yes, yes. The Please. Ultimate act of submission, other than
what?
Butt sex.
Well, that's a given.
It's about the
Is it weird?
It's about the teasing. It's about giving and then stopping. Giving and then stopping.
In the
until
pussy.
They get so... Just with it all, the whole thing.
Like bring my dick in, like, here comes the airplane.
Like, make a game out of foreplay. Like, keep away. Like, oh, here's some fucking
here's
good
some
shit.
Cock.
Oh,
no, here's some keep cock.
Away. Keep away.
See, if he did that, I'd just go to sleep.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, yeah, this is annoying. I'm going to go smoke him
I guess
and pass out.
I guess these tactics work a lot better on drunk bitches. At the
right,
probably,
right, right.
Dude, I don't know. Fuck that.
Is it weird that she likes it in the ass more than in the mouth?
No.
No.
Dude, it's the year 2010. I mean,
see,
come on, man.
Now, Sean.
We're all empowered and shit. Now, listen, though. Her problem with it is she feels belittled by it. She thinks sucking a dick is, like, belittling.
And licking a pussy is
fucking all paradise, baby.
I guess.
It's not. Let me tell you. It's
no,
not.
No.
No.
Then don't do it. Then don't do it.
But I enjoy it.
And that's your problem.
And because damn it!
And because he loves you, he's willing to do it for you. And that's
absolutely
why he enjoys
no, he likes
it.
That's what it is.
Well, you know what? Relationships are about compromise. And if to
I
keep
think
your man
I
happy,
know.
You got to put a little dick in your mouth. Hence, little dick
oh,
in your mouth.
Hey.
Sometimes you got to do
sick
it.
Well,
burn.
I do it sometimes. The thing is he gets mad because I won't give him a straight up blowjob sometimes.
Right,
like,
the only
I don't
time,
mind giving him head and stuff
do you
before
at least
we have
let him,
sex.
Do you at least let him bust in your face like when you're done?
Are you
she
fucking
won't.
Kidding me?
Actually, the wow. other night, though, she did. And there
not
was
like
no
in
sex
the face,
involved.
No,
in the
way.
I thought your skin looked exceptionally soft.
In the
today.
Mouth.
It is, because I take care of my shit. I don't get semen all over my damn
yeah,
face.
Yeah, see, Doug
semen's
knows.
Good for your skin.
Doug says,
I don't
Matt,
care.
Doug says Matt wants to come in her mouth. And I got to the other night, and that was awesome, wasn't it?
Not for
it was
me.
Totally awesome and hot and beautiful and sexy until I hear in the kitchen going.
Gotta get that
like,
shit out of there.
Huh. Okay. Well,
any little matte things floating around in my teeth.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm good, dude.
Anyways.
No, I mean, like, seriously, he Matt says that he's never been with a chick that doesn't like giving head. Sean, have you ever been with a chick that doesn't necessarily enjoy giving head? And don't you fucking
yes.
introduce to me.
Yes, but I was also with one that absolutely loved it and thought it was fucking hot.
But
all
see,
got
he's
wet.
Been with somebody who
right?
doesn't.
Got wet just
he's
putting
lying.
My dick in her mouth.
See? But yeah, I've been with all the chicks I've been with, and maybe
but
it's...
Hey, can I say one thing?
Oh, absolutely.
I think the amount that a chick likes to give head is comparable to her level of sanity. Like, if they really love giving head, they're probably fucking crazy.
They're crazy.
if they don't like giving head, they're probably down to earth.
Oh, God. Welcome to the Sean Show. My name's Matt. I'm the co-host. You're awesome, Sean, by the way.
Thank you.
That's why you were Dr. Phil, man.
I don't know, dude.
Doug says, I've never been with a chick that gave head. Fuck you, Doug. You're an idiot.
I don't know, dude. I just...
Well,
but
aren't
I do
you married?
The thing, check this out. I figured this was a compromise, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sean. Okay, when we have sex...
Correct her.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
When we have sex, dude, I suck him off pretty much every time before we have sex.
Because, though, nice. Listen, because that's the only time I can get sucked off.
Nice.
Because she won't just
but
throw
I
me
just
a blowjob.
Because I know you want it at that point in time, so I'm like, all right, we'll do it like well, this. But he gets mad if
can
I, he's
can
just
I tell
like,
you what me and my girl that I dated that didn't like giving head would do?
What?
We would 69 as a warm-up.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's fine.
For like a good solid like half hour.
But what I'm saying is, listen. What I'm saying is...
Like two monkeys raping each other after
thank you
point.
For that. Inappropriate. What I'm saying is, and I am happy, Doug. I'm very happy.
He gets mad because I won't just give him a blowjob.
What I'm saying is...
What do I get out of that? Fuck
shut
that.
Up. What I'm saying is sometimes you don't have time to have sex. Sometimes I'm tired. I just want to lay back, get my dick sucked, bust a nut, and be done. That's all. Go to sleep.
So what do I get out of that?
You get to suck my cock.
Oh,
and that's
yay.
Awesome.
Oh, can I? Really?
Yeah, you can
you
after
know,
the show.
Fuck you, no.
But
sorry, at least
she
you can
has
do.
Been, I have to give it to her, she has been much, much better since. I don't know since when. Just it's just gradually gotten better. Check the calendar. It's gotten much better. And
no,
that's
dude.
Fine. And I'm willing to live with myself knowing that she doesn't like doing it, but she does it anyways. Like, I'm cool with that.
Like, look, dude. Because
there's a lot of
that,
things.
Shut up. Is that not a compromise that I do that before we have sex and stuff? I don't like putting a dick in my mouth at all.
Even a dick as pristine as this?
Yeah, no. I hate. I loathe penis in my mouth.
Well,
I don't think
it's
you
because
understand.
She's partially a dude, and it's, that makes her feel gay, and she doesn't know how to react to that feeling.
But is that not a compromise?
No, it is
I
absolutely.
Do that when
and
we're having sex and stuff.
I'm just giving you a hard time. It absolutely.
Okay,
is.
Then don't ask me for it ever again.
We're just fucking
bullshit.
Around, but
okay.
You need to suck this cock more.
No, you don't. Fuck you.
All right.
I'm
so
not just
the winner
gonna like up
is,
and do that because I don't get anything out of it. It's pointless for me.
You get.
Appreciation.
What happened last Ooh. Time you did that? I bought you a fucking carton of smokes. I paid you $50 to suck my dick. I can go downtown.
That wasn't then, dude.
I can pay $50 and get a punch card good for 5 free dick sucks.
Go do it.
I already have. I've got 2 marked off.
See ya.
Shut up. Fine. Okay, so
was that from Friday and Critic?
Oh, wow. You want to bring up some rap beef? Oh man.
Sure.
Like, I got something to say about that. But the blowjob. Okay.
What's that?
That was before.
I know. It's because I love you, and I do things that I wouldn't do because I like to make you happy.
All right, and I do the same damn thing, so stop complaining.
Then make me happy right
now. No, these two were fucking genetically engineered to be perfect for each other.
I know.
I swear to fucking God.
Match made in heaven. Me and you.
Or in hell.
Or hell. Okay, so, Doug?
Doug wins.
Doug wins. Bunny wins. Done. I only have to ship one. Doug, email me your address, info@thejamhole.com. We'll get these sent out when we get back from Spokane. Thank you to everyone that entered. It was a good time. We enjoyed it. So, real quick, I just want to mention, I have a cousin. My cousin lives somewhere down south, let's say. And the other day, I wrote something about my cousin, and she didn't enjoy it. Do you know what my cousin did?
What?
My cousin went and tattled on me. My cousin told on me because I wrote something that she didn't like about her because she was being fucking crazy. She tattled on me. She went and told her dad. Do you know how old my cousin is? In her mid-30s. She went and told her dad.
She's actually 29.
Okay. Do you know my cousin?
Probably.
Isn't that fucked up? You guys heard that on the show last Friday. She went and tattled to her dad. They're talking about the human here.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
So we get another phone call.
Yeah, you know what? If you just want to talk to her, just fucking...
Oh, I would love to. Could I please? Hi, now. How are y'all?
She doesn't talk like that. That's, like, ridiculous.
I'm Down syndrome.
It's like my Labrina Brown voice.
Yeah,
okay?
I know. I'm just fucking with her. But
where
so,
do you think I got that accent from?
Oh, I know
that
exactly.
Out of my ass.
Doug says, yeah, I remember. That was the best. Yeah, it
you
was
You are lucky
the best.
That my accent has rubbed off significantly since I've been up here.
God, I could just imagine you and, like, the wife beater and, like, some fucking overall, some Oshkosh bagoshes, like, piece of straw hanging out of your mouth, like, sup, y'all? Twang.
Ding.
I can see Danny with a pair of overalls and a freaking straw coming out.
Right?
I have a pair of
Daniel?
Overalls in the bedroom.
Daniel? That's awesome. Daniel in the lion's den. So, we performed last night. We went out. Good fucking turnout. I gotta say, we fucking... That place was packed. We got video of it. And I'd like to mention, last night, third time's a charm.
You actually did your shit right.
Who fucking did awesome?
Matt.
I did
Yay.
Awesome.
Matt remembered all his words.
I remembered all my words.
To the
and
shit
we...
that he wrote, which should make sense.
Right. That is true.
I hope you remember it for the 420
show. Oh, I will. I got it down now. But, dude, we fucking rocked that crowd. Did you hear the applause when we were done? I don't know if it was like, God, they're done. Yeah, finally. But no, they were like dancing. Chicks were dancing while I was it was amazing.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool, dude.
Great turnout. You did good. I like
Thank
that new name. Song, Get Nasty.
Get
That's
nasty.
Hot. MySpace.com/Lyrical406. You guys can hear that song on there. Getting some good plays, decent plays, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, our friend, I'm not going to say his name. He's been on the show before. Just leave it at that. I work with him. He comes out, and he doesn't like hip-hop, but I know that I can try out some stuff on him, and if he's like, that's good, I know it's really good, because he doesn't
See,
like
I
hip-hop.
Think this, I think what it is a lot of people don't like that whole genre, because they relate it to all the gangster thug, like, crap.
Now,
rap.
Why would they do that? Who would give them that idea?
MTV. Anyway, but,
Dumb Dog Production?
Dumb Dog
but
Production.
But, no, like, a lot of people don't like that shit, and then when they hear something that is actual hip-hop, that's more thought out and makes you think about shit.
That's right. Yes. I didn't.
It blows their mind.
I didn't talk about shooting a black guy with a gun once in any of my songs.
No, you did not.
So,
you know what else I think it is? Our rap is pretty much specialized for white people. So white people
is
really
that what
like
it is?
It's rap for white people. Check it out, MySpace Lyrical 406.
That's awesome.
It totally.
But
is.
Okay, so my friend, he's out there and he's getting pretty toasty, right? And we perform
shit a little.
This is so funny. And I talked to him this morning. Oh my god, it was so funny.
Okay,
but
let's start at the top.
We perform, then you guys perform. The dance contest starts. I'm leaving because I can't stay out till 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning again.
And I didn't feel like dancing
and
in the
And you weren't dancing in it, so fuck it.
I didn't
it.
Dance at all, dude.
So we go, we say goodbye to everybody. Everyone's like, dude, that was awesome. You guys rocked. Everyone was totally happy. It was a good vibe. Everyone had a great time. Got video. We'll try and get that up sometime.
Except
what?
Except for these two girls from Polson.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah,
well, here, let me finish this story real quick, and then we'll talk about that. So I go, I find my friend, and I'm like, hey, if you want to stop by my house on your way home, we'll burn one, whatever. Cool. So we get home. He texts me. I'm on my way. Cool. He gets here. Excuse my face. Totally fucking wasted, right? Saying the same things over and over again, like, Matt, listen. I was so impressed. Matt, listen.
Oh, my God.
I that, like, long, awkward pause.
Yeah, no, that pause wasn't me thinking about what I'm going to say next. That was literally how he was talking.
A shorter version of what he said.
Yeah, it was so funny, though. And he just, over and over, he kept being like, you know, this was awesome. I'm glad I came out and saw it. You did an awesome job. Like, and I don't take compliments very well, so I'm just like, thank you. Shut the fuck up and smoke now. Thank you. And he just kept saying it, and so everything was cool. He goes to leave. Me and Daniel go outside to smoke a cigarette, and I'm thinking in my head, now there's a highway right here, and it's two lanes and then two lanes, two going one way, two going the other,
right,
north-south.
Right.
Okay, so it's very easy at night, if you're a little inebriated, to perhaps pull out of our road and maybe turn going the wrong way on the highway. And I'm thinking to myself,
so he turned north on the southbound.
I've seen people do this. I really hope he doesn't do that right now. Right after I think that, we watch him pull out and go totally the wrong way. But then, like, a split second after he starts going the wrong way, he realizes it and just immediately flips a bitch, like, in the fucking highway, busts back down, goes through the turn, and then down the right way. And I look at her, and she looks at me, and we just start fucking losing it, dude. It was so funny. And then I'm like, man, I should follow him home and make sure he's cool, because that's horrible. And I didn't want to be like, no, dude. And I know, drunk driving is horrible. You guys should never do it. I don't get why.
Unless you're good at it.
There's no taxis here. There's no public transportation. You have to drive to a bar. You have to drive home. That sucks. We have a speed limit. Whatever. I didn't want to be like, dude, you're drunk. You can't go home. Stay on the couch. You know, his girlfriend's waiting for him, all that. But if he would have gotten in trouble or gotten in an accident, I would have felt
like an asshole,
really bad about that. Mm. So quit drinking and driving.
His girlfriend would have been like, motherfucker, you let him drive like that? Look at him.
But so I see him at work in the morning, and he's like, dude, right after that happened, I guess there was a cop going the other way. And he was just like, oh, shit, dude. But so don't drive drunk, kids. Did you just spill something? Oh, he's
no,
on the phone.
No, he's talking
I'm
on
sorry.
His phone.
Sorry, that was very important. I was ordering some magazine.
Is everything
subscriptions.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we left. You hung back. You were pretty toasty. What happened with these chicks?
Well, a little backstory on them. One of them is the co-owner of the Wolf Den Bar in Polson, in which on June 5th we will be appearing.
Are we rapping there, June 5th?
We're
going
to be rapping at, get this, a charity event for the Shriners Children's Hospital at the Wolf Den Bar in Polson that is featuring rap and Jello wrestling.
We are going to be rapping
for the Shriners Children?
That is right.
And Jello
we're
wrestling.
Be rapping and Jello wrestling. For
beautiful
children.
Jello wrestling to benefit children and me while I'm rapping with a big ol' hard on.
Hey, it's Polson, dude.
Yeah, this is Polson. This is the Indian Reservation.
I'm confused here.
Don't worry about it. Beer Bear
so anyway,
says kids love Jello.
Yeah.
That's right. There's always room for Jello.
Then we're going to feed in the Jello when we're done.
Is the flyer for that up anywhere
yes,
yet?
Yes, it is. It is on myspace.com/papapill.
Or here, check this out. Thejamhole.com/myspace. Check my top friends since we're using MySpace again, apparently. And you'll see Papa Pill and Lyrical in there, and then you'll just click that. So Are you going to be wrestling? MDSS, Danny. Jello wrestling.
Depends on what color now, Jello it is.
I think you'd beat some bitches.
I wouldn't feel safe with her wrestling because she'll just like go aggro and start breaking bitches' necks and shit.
Well,
and now
we
have a pool of Jello with three dead bitches and Danny like jumping up and down on them like,
there is no Dana, there is only Zula.
Oh fuck!
That'd be my line. I used to fight the Majestic Valley Arenas. So that was
different. This is more of a be sexy and roll around in the fucking Jello for a minute.
Yeah, but some of these Polson girls, it might look like an actual professional WWE match.
It also might turn into
some of those are like big Indian bitches.
They're big.
Too, dude.
It might turn into sumo wrestling, Jello wrestling. You don't know.
Maybe.
Or wait, Jello, not like in a thing, but like. Just a bunch of big fat chicks
wrestling.
Yes,
that's what they mean. That was the...
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Cool.
I don't know. I might.
Now that's a double entendre, Matt.
I'll think about it. Sounds kind of fun. I've never done Jello wrestling.
Burger says, did you get MySpace in the divorce from Keith and the girl? Yeah, they took the feedback, but I kept MySpace and Ustream.
God.
Awesome.
No, I might. We'll see.
So,
I'll think about it.
So when is it?
June 5th.
June 5th, right on.
Dan in Polson.
Sounds good.
So anyway, these girls in Polson, one of them's the owner of that bar. Me and Papa Pill used to rap there and do our shows there back in the day. And the other one's a bartender. Well, the bartender is running around the bar practically trying to rape me, like forcefully. Like she's an Amazon. She's a little taller and she's thick.
Wait, the one in the yellow top.
Yeah, you'll see it on the footage. She's got a badonka on her.
Yeah, definitely, like, she came to rub up on Matt at first, and then Matt just kind of, like, did the sidestep thing.
Had the Christian side hug.
Like, you know, I don't want you on me. Please go the other way. And then she just got all over Sean, dude. She was like, oh, yeah.
She chased me around the bar all night.
Oh, yeah, dude. She sandwiched her and some other chicks. Not the other chick she was with, but some other, like...
That's at the beginning chicks, when I'm like, what, you guys want to rap? Because they kept being up there like, talk about this or do this or
I know,
and we're like,
annoying.
We're about to rap.
Me and Isaiah, Papa Pill, we're fucking fixing the light structures and shit because
one
of the lights went out.
Yeah, yeah, that's
And we're
what.
Trying to do this, right? And I'm up on a fucking chair and Isaiah is down on the floor trying to hand me something. And these two chicks, the yellow shirt chick and some other chick, not the chick she was with, just sandwich Isaiah and just start rubbing and dancing on him. He looks at me. He's like, what do I do right now?
He was kind of tipsy last night.
I had to like grab him and be like, all right, let's do this. And I looked at them. I was like, we're doing something. Do you see this? I'm up on a fucking chair that spins. Please stop. I don't want to fall. Come on.
And furthermore, they just kept trying to fight all the white people that were there. Any
because
of the girls, anybody. They
was
were trying to fight everybody.
Was that after we left?
That, you know, I think they got drunk and their Polson Rez persona came out and they just, I don't know.
You guys aren't gambling at our casinos enough. Oh, I will eat you now.
Yeah, pretty much. And well, I don't know.
I'll be sure
rough.
To include a few shots of them in the footage I put up.
Are they going to be Jello wrestling?
I don't know. I think the bartenders, in fact, I actually think I challenged the one that was trying to rape me to an exhibition wrestling match.
Are you serious?
And I might go through with it.
Can I pick one to wrestle? I'll wrestle her.
You'll get
a jam hole wrestling
dude.
Match?
Should we have the rappers wrestling the girls? That would be fantastic.
I'm down. While we're rapping?
No. Your mic's going to fucked up, you dork.
We'll get some lapel mics or something. Like
I'd wrestle you in a Jello pit.
Oh, I would... Eat your fucking pussy, then ram my dick down your throat.
You would have a lot of Jello. In
I would
your
get
face.
Up with a Jello hard on.
Oh my god, dude! I would. I don't know, dude. I think you'd be hurt. I think I could do that.
Danny looks like she can fuck some motherfuckers up.
Do that?
Oh, absolutely,
for sure.
Why do you think I got kicked out of the high school up here?
So anyway, long story short, yeah, those girls are causing trouble, but be there. Much love to you girls still, and we are going to do the show up there, and it's going to be fucking awesome and such.
Matt? So, speaking such. Of shows real quick, April 20th is coming up, man. Tuesday, right?
Yep.
We will be
My
in...
My birthday is Monday. Woo!
Monday. We're going to be in Spokane Saturday evening. We're leaving tomorrow in the daytime. If any of you guys want to come hang out, we got a couple people that are going to meet us there. Email info@thejamhole.com. I'll give you our phone number, whatever. But yeah, we're going to be Fallfin. We're going to be hanging out in Spokane. Monday is Dana's birthday. We're doing a live show. And then Tuesday is the hip-hop show. And it's more than just a hip-hop show. Like, I keep saying hip-hop show. There's, like, 8 or 9 different rooms with different music.
Yeah,
like,
different
this thing
genres,
is going,
dude.
This thing is going to be huge. What's the, how many people are estimated to be at this thing? Over 500?
I was told that projected around 1,500 was the projected
number. Are you serious?
Yeah, damn. Over in Spokane, the music festivals are a big thing over there.
You know what?
It's pretty prominent.
Are they buying tickets for this? Like, how much are the tickets?
Yeah, tickets are $15 a piece and $40 damn. For a VIP pass.
And what is included with the VIP pass?
The VIP pass comes with a t-shirt, a poster, a nug jar, special access to VIP area with special party favors. We'll just leave it at that. And you get to meet the entertainment. And
so we're all VIP,
badass.
And we get a we each get a +1, right? So we'll be hanging back.
Not only are we VIP, but we're fucking down with the promoter, like, in a way. The dude's like my cousin. He's totally
nice.
Like awesome.
So I'm excited to meet A+ from Hieroglyphics. That's
nug
gonna be
jar.
Fucking awesome. I'm excited for a nug jar. I'm excited for something to go in that nug jar. Most of all, I'm excited to get up in front of fucking 1,500 people and rock that fucking crowd.
I wonder if I could, like,
God.
I kind of want to be, like, behind on stage, like, with the camera so I could see you rapping with
sure.
and see the crowd along with it. I hope, I don't know.
It's going to be good. It's going to be really fucking awesome.
I hope that's
going to
be cool and everything.
I'm really fucking excited for this. And I'm really glad. I was going to call it quits on performing, and I was just going to rap and record and make CDs and shit if last night I fucked up that song again.
You would just gave up.
Now, when I say fuck up, it's not like everything stops and everyone's like, wow. Like, I just forget the words and I just make up freestyle.
Right.
And no one notices, but I notice and you notice, and that I was like, I need to do this. And it was the third time, and I was like, man, if I fuck this up again, I'm done performing. I'm just going to do the podcast and, you know, get these beats and make an album. I'm done performing. I'll be your cameraman. Fuck it. I was so frustrated, seriously.
I'm the cameraman.
I'm like,
fuck up.
I fucking know this shit. I'm fucking, what the fuck? And last night, we fucking killed it, so I don't have to retire. I'm glad to say.
I'm proud.
Me too.
Not to mention, I was especially proud of our impromptu
that's right. The beat,
song we
did. If any of you guys, thejamhole.com/store, I set the Book of Matthew, the digital download, to $1. I was just going to give it away, but you have to have some sort of price in the thing, otherwise it won't work. So $1, you can get that. There's a track on there called Famous. Me and Lyrical are redoing it so that we both have something on there, and we did it last night. Just we went and sat in the car for like 5 minutes and practiced it, like, we'll do it this way, no, we'll do it this way, and we got it, and we went in there and we did it, and it fucking killed, and it sounded so good.
Yeah,
my dick get hard.
It's actually like two of our older songs combined.
Yeah,
my verse
well,
is from a song from like 7 years ago, and his being from that song off that album.
The Book of Matthew, thejamhole.com/store.
Yeah,
all
it was,
sorts
it
of
was
shit there.
Pretty cool. I was impressed.
You can get our first live audience Jamhole episode, number 250. You see the trailer at thejamhole.com/250. That was a good time.
Thank you, Keith McNally, for the trailer.
Fuck yes, KeithCourage.com. Thank you. So, moving on. Yesterday, we watched a movie, and at first, I was like, this reminds me of something that you watch in school. We're going to learn stuff. And I didn't think Daniel was into that, so I turn it off. And she's like, no, wait, that looked cool. What is it?
Dirt.
It's called Dirt, the movie. If you haven't seen this, watch it. Watch it with a loved one. It will make you sad for humanity. Did
I
you know that dirt is alive?
I do now.
Really?
Now, the premise, basically, dirt, everything is dirt. Dirt is alive. Dirt is our living Earth. We have the only planet that is alive like that.
Worms,
and we're talking zoomed in
make
to
the
Aquapath
dirt.
Said worms make the dirt and the dearth makes the Earth.
The
and
dirt.
That's that. They knew. They saw Dirt the
worms
movie.
Worms make the dirt
and
the
dirt
makes
the
Earth.
That's an awesome
wow.
song. Awesome. Anyway, fucking Aquabats. Love that shit. So The premise is that basically we're way overpopulated, and because there's so many people to feed, we've resorted from being, instead of being good and giving back to the earth and taking and living in an equilibrium of sorts, we're just raping the fuck out of it. We're like waiting until the dirt passes out, and then we just fucking ass rape it. And it's sad. It's really sad because that's our Mother Earth, and we're ass raping our Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And that's
but it was
incest.
Pretty cool. Those people, they took like a wasteland, barren, like pit of like desert area,
yeah,
and
brought
totally,
it back to life.
Yeah, they brought it back to life. I guess if you have enough time and money to put into it, that's really cool. And we need more people to do that for sure. But nobody ever fucking does. So it's like one in a billion that actually do it.
So, I guess, like, way...
Does Bill Gates do it?
He could do it.
He could.
All right, everybody, I want to form a cause. We all need to email Bill Gates and tell him to fucking do that.
Bill, you need to take all of your money and put it into the ground. But it is true. Like, basically, if the dirt dies, we die with it.
Pretty much, dude.
And I'm not into the whole, they're all like, we're all connected through this and this and that. It's a basic science fucking problem.
I put a piece of my soul in with everything.
Yeah, dude, they're... if you watch this...
That's not all that cool, okay?
Keep in mind, there's some crunchy motherfuckers, and they're all like, smelling the dirt, and one dude like, tastes the dirt. And there's this part where the lady's talking about cow dung, and she totally got down there, and I totally thought she was gonna sniff it and then eat it.
So
it was so funny.
Well, no, I mean, like,
because they kept doing that through the whole movie. They're like,
well,
Mother,
I mean, you gotta, there's a certain feel and there's a certain texture, there's a certain smell and a certain look to good dirt. If you're gonna have good plants and, you know, good, stop it, you're annoying. If you're gonna have good plants and good food and stuff growing out of it, you're gonna have good soil. So there is a certain dexterity and smell or whatever to it, and that's fine. But don't, like, pop a fucking boner while you're sniffing your dirt.
Yeah,
dude.
That was weird. Some of these guys were like, you could tell.
Oh, it's so fucking good. That is pure, unadulterated
dirt.
Soul dirt.
I'm gonna fuck it later. It's pretty much
so
what happened.
Watching this thing, it basically starts out, tells you all about dirt, how we're connected to it. Then it goes into how we're just completely fucking everything up. How the Dust Bowl happened. How, you know, just everything is all fucked up because we're doing these, what do they call them, mono farming or monoculture?
I don't know.
Agriculture, but when you're just planting one thing and a bunch of it, like miles and miles and square miles and fucking
fields, man.
Tons of it, dude. But that's taking out, like, just one, it's, you know, sucking all the nutrients and not putting anything back in, and
it just
dies.
Yeah, well, the thing is they gotta learn how to fucking turn their fields. They
right,
can't
and they
just...
didn't do that back then.
Yeah. I mean, like, so. You see it around here, what is it, like, once every, like, 3 years, farmers usually flip their soil?
Yeah.
They go and fucking turn it all.
Yeah,
you
rotate
you
your shit, but there's a bunch of blocks of these, you know, that are just
didn't.
Totally, yeah.
And
they're
totally barren
waste.
Because they sucked out all the resources, all the vitamins, all everything, and they didn't fucking put any kind of natural fertilizer back into the ground. They got to have, like, compost heaping and stuff like what they were doing before. That way you make new dirt to fucking throw in there.
Right.
It's new fertilizer, you know. You keep your fucking shit, so.
Charlie Clown says, dirty fuckers. Sounds like a farmer's PSA. Obama said we're going to Mars. So fuck it. We'll farm Mars. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
But basically, I think the problem after watching this whole thing, and, you know, we like to fix problems. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
And I kind of got a green thumb. I do dig the whole plant.
Well, no,
shit
I actually
it.
Came up with a solve
there
for
there was a fungi guy on there. You were totally digging that.
Yeah, Paul Stamets, the guy that wrote the fucking Complete Mushroom Grower's Guide and the MMPG or whatever it's called.
I'm into growing things.
That guy is
cool.
Crazy. And he said mycelium. And I was like, that's the word. Read the jamhole.com/haztech. You'll know what mycelium is. But so, yeah, I came up with a fix for this. You know how we're always fixing problems.
Right,
I think we fix the bad society problem, the economy.
Overpopulation.
Yeah. Okay. So what you do, you want to fix this problem. We take all our 50 states, right?
Right.
Cut the states up into two cities. Two cities only.
Okay.
One on one side, one on the other. You can, you know, reach out, whatever. Each city, no more than 250,000 people per city.
Okay.
And that's it. And then we work on, you know, fixing stuff with that many people. We get to where we can sustain that many people.
So what do we do? Do we
people.
Just, like, off the fucking rest of the people, or what?
Yeah, that's in the small print. Everyone else that's not in one of these two cities per 50 states, you're dead.
Is there, like, testing that has to go on so you can pass and, like, you know, you meet the criteria of the things that we put out there that you have to meet so you can be part of this
city? We could do that. First of all, 65, over, done. We'll just start there.
Okay.
We need good, young, strong workers, right? Right. I'm not saying just the Jews. Don't call me fucking Hitler.
We need to keep a few old people alive.
Okay,
old people have really cool
but
stories,
only the smart ones and only the ones with cool stories.
Okay.
I don't want none of this.
Only the cool ones.
Right, and they have to be continent. They can't be incontinent and pooping themselves.
Cognate? Incognite?
Absolutely.
What? No. Incontinent. When you poop yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Noun.
Ew.
To poop oneself.
Yeah, none of that shit.
So yeah, I think we do that for a while and get where we're sustaining ourselves and the land. We're not clear-cutting shit, we're not fucking strip mining, everything's growing back and cool and no fucking gases making it all hot and lame. And then, you know, we'll see, we can maybe have a few more people per city.
That'd be cool.
Problem solved, you're welcome.
Problem solved, and no more now, fucking, like, shipping shit out of, like, states and stuff like that. That's a, like, a big
That's right,
that,
no,
like,
no, no, see, that's the thing. Every,
that
you have
hurts
a city.
Everything.
You have it one city on each side of the state. Everything
they
around
on
there.
Their own.
Right, each state is self-sustained. That's the idea. If you can sustain 250,000 people in your city, 500,000 per state.
The only problem
is that there's way more than that many people. Yeah, that's
no,
a problem, but whatever.
We wouldn't have orange juice up here, dude. I'd have to, like, start an inside growery for orange trees.
That's fine. We can do that. We
I'd
have
be very upset.
The technology
to do
that.
I could grow Tangelos.
I don't know. Just an idea.
Oh,
I thought
man.
That would fix everything. I
that's
was like,
a, that's
Eureka.
A pretty cool idea.
I've got it.
But
what do you
it
think,
would never
Sean?
Fly, ever.
Well, no shit. This is I'm a theoretical physicist of philosophy, okay? Hip-hop philosopher.
I think, let me put it this way. A good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow.
That
so.
Is true.
Fuck it. Let's roll with it, Matt.
All right.
You can
well,
dang it for that.
China's got a good plan. Did you hear about what China's doing here? With apparently, they're having some overpopulation problems, right?
Oh, really? Like, what gave you the hint? Like, child prostitution? Cause
well,
I had no idea.
It was a conglomerate of many things that were like, hey, China
Oh, like all
sucks.
The slums and like all that shit?
Right.
Yeah.
Officials in southern China have launched a campaign to sterilize nearly 10,000 people as part of a crackdown on parents who violate family planning rules.
What?
In China, there's these family planning rules, right? The Kay. People that are violating those say you're only allowed two kids. The people that have three, you're getting sterilized now. That is fucking awful. China,
yes.
It's about time you did something right. Holla.
So, read that again real quick.
What? Pay attention.
No, I got
China
it. China go over that
is targeting
one more time.
10,000 people to be sterilized. Snipping the balls
now, how
off,
are they
tying the tubes.
Probably no. choosing the weakest links on the chain.
Yeah,
I'm like, how are they weeding this 10,000
well,
people out?
The ones that violate family planning rules. Family planning authorities in Puning, a city in the southern province of Guangdong, have detained more than 1,300 people in the drive. Those detained include parents who refuse to undergo the surgical procedure and their, quote, relatives. Getting your balls cut off, Ching Chong. Fuck,
oh,
man.
Dude.
They're being held in local government buildings and lectured on family planning rules. Hey, Ching Chong!
Don't you fuck your sister!
Stop having so many kids! You're a rock of discipline! Oh my
God. That's Japanese, Matt.
Oh, sorry. Chinese. What's Chinese sound like?
Like more like a hard R. Like you rack a gingerbread.
I'm a product of the animes I watch, that's all.
You don't even watch animes.
I have, though.
You have because of
currently
me.
Not. No, I've watched.
You know what the problem is?
You.
If we were all born like 50 years ago, we would be like leaders of our nation.
I know. This is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We lead the nation. We sit down and we fix shit. 500,000 people per state.
Fuck yeah!
And
dude.
Weed's legalized. Did I mention that part? Oh, wait. We already fixed that a long time
ago. You know it would be growing on both sides of the state?
Fucking weed.
And they'd be like, we don't need anything else.
We're good.
We'll eat the plant.
We'll eat each other and the trees.
Yeah. I want to be a part of the earth.
But not in China.
No.
Because it sucks.
Right.
So China's... Yes?
I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I was just adjusting.
Good. Are you comfortable?
Mildly.
Anything
mildly
I can do to make your stay here more comfortable?
Foot rub.
Foot rub?
Yeah.
Dana? Foot rub? China's family planning policy generally limits families to one child, with some exceptions for, you know, rural farmers and ethnic minorities and other groups. Quote, it's not uncommon for family planning authorities to adopt some tough tactics, an employee said. Is that fair? I think that's more than fair. Do you need more than one kid?
That's why they have that spare rib soup there. Do you know that?
I thought that was dog. Or wait, I'm thinking Korea. No, I thought it was cat.
Don't you remember the infant fucking baby soup?
Was that a story we did?
Yeah, dude. It's called the spare rib soup.
Oh,
they're making it out of babies?
Yes, they do. They boil down a fucking fetus because they're not allowed to have more than one child
placenta
per family.
Soup.
So they really want boys, right, to carry on the family name. So when they have a female, they abort it. But
they
the
fuck
thing
it
is,
and then they abort
the,
it.
The aborted fetus usually don't catch it. I mean, this is China we're talking about. They're not doing this
right.
As it's like a fucking tiny microscopic little hint of an egg thing. They're doing it once they're getting a bulge. They're like, oh, shit, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I should have known a while ago. So they have an abortion, right, and they have this fucking dead female fetus that's like the size of like a chihuahua, and they fucking boil it down and put it in soup. And that's why they can do that, because they're not allowed to have more than one child per family, and they seek out boys and they get rid of the girls and they eat them.
That was actually phase one of this sterilization drive.
They do that. It's so crazy.
That's fucking...
Yeah, the spare rib soup.
Yeah, see, I don't know about doing that, but I
thought it was cool as fuck.
Putting limits... Could you imagine
a
world...
big baby floating around in your fucking bowl of soup, man. That'd be cool.
Waiter. What is this baby doing in my soup?
You ordered the spare rib soup.
But I'm thinking that it's not... It should be, because people do things like have 8 kids and 16 kids and 20 kids. Like, maybe if this was in place... I'm not saying, you know, cook and eat babies. I mean, unless they taste good.
I'm saying do that.
Are you saying do that?
I'm saying do that.
All right, well, let's do that.
I'd rather them eat babies than dogs and cats.
Can we get on that?
Should we do an official for or against? Because I'm kind of against it.
Are you? Do you think people should be able to have as many kids as they want?
Oh, no, I'm not eating babies. I'm against it.
I just think it's kind of cool that they're doing something with the fetus.
Right.
It's
like,
cool.
Like the Native American
and
the buffalo.
Cooking is kind of an art form to me.
But like
it's kind of cool to see this little fetus all boiled
Doug
and
says,
done correctly and in a fucking bowl of soup. It's
Doug
cool.
says, fuck that. We need more Asian chicks. More Asian chicks.
Yeah.
I should have emphasized the chicks.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the baby soup
Doug.
Is cool.
I'm with Doug, definitely.
I like
what's
going to
happen? Pretty soon you have a fucking country full of dudes. Cool.
Yeah.
Know,
have fun
right?
with that. Have a lot of fun
tourist
with that.
Tourist destination
dude,
for sure.
A fucking country filled with dudes and censored internet. Fuck that.
Yay.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm not.
But
I
do have to agree with maybe, I don't know, sterilizing. I mean, I guess if the people don't show that they can, you know, be... You can trust them not to abuse the dick and pussy that they have and just pop out, you know, 50 fucking kids.
Yeah, it's not
if you
cool.
can't control yourself, then maybe the government needs to step in and snip your fucking balls off.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that
interesting.
That should go on.
It's a 20-day campaign launched last week targeting 9,559 people considered the, quote, most severe violators of the family planning policy in Puning. So far, half the couples targeted had consented to sterilization, the paper said. They know. They went there head hung in shame. Iraq a discipline.
No, the people are like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking do something to like your family and your housing, and you're not gonna be able to make rent. You're not gonna be able to make whatever car payments. Your car's gonna end up getting blown up. Your children, yeah, or they're gonna go to fucking foster homes, whatever. Unless you sign this paper for imaginary friends,
a foster home.
Amham says all those dudes can't even Google each other. That's true.
I know, right?
That sucks, dude.
But yeah,
dude,
they probably threatened him quite a bit before they had to sign that paper.
Doug says, no, they're Raqqa Asian shakes. Thank you.
Yeah.
So far, this dude, he's a father of three. He said he was contacted by a local official ordering him or his wife to have the surgical procedure. I'd be like, yeah, you can go ahead and take her. That's cool. I was actually going to do that myself anyway. But yeah, I mean, since you're here... Do you just do it on site, or do you need to take her away for a couple weeks, months, years, just forever?
Ever.
You can just have her.
And ever.
Amen. But that's crazy. Like, you get a phone call, and it's the Chinese government.
Yeah. And you know, we're calling for your balls.
You have, like, eight kids in the fucking closet all, like, huddled together with, like, blinking little sideways eyes.
I know how
children. Like,
I know how the children.
Starts out like Inglourious Bastards. The dude just walking back and forth. Like, I know there's people here. I know there's Jews here.
Oh, God.
So that's pretty awesome. The dude refused, claiming he was too busy. He's like, he did. He's like, you can just take my wife. Authorities said they were using extraordinary measures to encourage couples to undergo sterilization, such as refusing to provide the children proper registration documents. That's a dick move, China. We're not going to give you proper registration documents if you don't fucking...
I told you they're threatening him.
But I guess, I don't know, stop having so many kids. The move effectively denies the children access to public services such as health insurance and free schooling. Yeah, that is a low blow. So, pretty cool, China. Nice job. Moving on here, in War Acres... Churchgoers, are you ready for this?
I'm totally ready to.
Churchgoers are outraged over a crucifix in a Catholic church that they say shows an image of genitalia on Jesus.
Does
Jesus
not
on the
have
cross,
a penis? What?
Big old dick and nuts. What
I
do you think,
if
Sean?
It was big.
Sean, go.
I don't know what to think.
My mind is sufficiently blown.
Charlie Clown says Jesus didn't have a penis.
All right, then why are you portraying
very
is
godly.
This a joke?
Dude, we all know Jesus was like part Anunnaki.
That is true. That. He's like that angel in Dogma.
Yeah.
No dick, balls, and can't drink. The controversial crucifix has caused a deep divide among members of St. Charles Borromeo Catholic Church, where it hangs above the main altar. That would be kind of weird, though. You're watching a church service, you're trying not to fall asleep, and all you can stare at is Jesus' junk. Just big old balls, like, hanging there, like, oh!
I would go up and pray, and instead of putting my hand on his feet, I would put my hand on his balls. Be like, I pray to you, Lord.
This is the body of Christ. Wait, is it his balls? Because I don't want the body of Christ if it's his balls.
Right,
I'll take, like, an arm or a leg, but not his balls.
A toe.
quote, there are a couple people who have left the parish, said the Reverend Philip Seaton, the church's pastor.
They're fags.
There are people in the parish who don't like it and have stayed. Critics of the crucifix take issue with what appears to be a large penis covering Jesus's abdominal area.
What?
Like, just full-on boner, just hanging
right,
out? Or is it his abdominal area, so the dick is, like,
up,
glued to his stomach?
That's not right, dude.
I dated
a
girl
once
that
penis?
Did that to a dude.
What?
Why don't they just fucking put like a blanket or something over it, you know?
Right.
Tuck it under
solved.
His fucking belt.
That's not the point. You're missing the point.
He can't do that, tuck it under his belt.
What?
After we get done fucking, you know what he does?
What do I do?
We go out to smoke, but you just put your pants on and don't zip them up, and your dick
because
just
sometimes,
out.
Sometimes
you're like, I'm just gonna leave this thing out. It's
gotta
cool.
Gotta let it air
like
out after.
It's
that,
my
you know?
Large hadron collider, my large hard.
But like, I don't think you
can
put it away.
Sometimes it takes a minute or two or five or ten for the dick to relax.
Dude, you have to air it out.
It's
too,
a lot.
Know?
Thank you. And that is a lot of, listen, that is a lot of blood.
But what he said reminded me of, you know, most every other dude I've dated or seen that's trying to hide a boner.
I just like,
Shut up. Listen to me.
I'm proud of
it. If you have a boner in public, what do?
Let it just fucking hang out. I introduce people to it. I'm like, hey, this is my dick. Nice to meet you.
You don't tuck it in your belt brim?
Fuck no.
No?
What? Not Why would I ever do that?
Because you're like, dude, I have a raging hard-on.
Dude, no, I don't get hard-ons in school. When I'm at school, it's all business. I'm there to learn.
Dude, you pull your pants up, so that way it really defines the shape and outline of everything. So it's like a clear, that is, like...
Oh, my God.
Dude, that is how you advertise. Trust me.
Oh, my God, dude.
Poltergeist says, well, don't they got statues in museums with their dick and balls just sitting there?
Yes.
The Venus de Milo? The Venus
Greek fucking statues and shit.
I know. So what's the deal? I guess you're not in there like for an hour and a half listening to a boring ass lie, like just staring at Jesus' nuts.
Yeah,
I could see
that. When you go to see the Venus de Milo, you know you're gonna see a penis. Okay.
Yeah.
When you go to church, I don't think you're expecting God's cock and balls.
Whenever I go to look at art, I just assume there will be genitalia involved.
I should just start doing that. Just draw a bunch of junk.
Doug says, if you got it, flaunt it. Does Jesus have it? Apparently.
Probably.
Apparently so. He is the Son of God. I mean, right? If he's not hung, I don't know fucking what to think. So critics, they say that, you know, if there's a large dick, abdominal area, the guy says the portion of the crucifix in question is meant to be Jesus' abdomen showing distension, not a penis. It's not even supposed to be a penis. You sick fucking child touching pervs are just like, you
so
see
just the bulge.
You see dick everywhere.
So
Catholics,
they only wish it was a penis.
You just wish it was a penis. Your mind manifests into the Jesus penis, and there you go. You're pervs.
The Jesus penis.
That's going in a rap song, by the way. That's
Hell's
mine.
Yeah.
Hell's motherfucking.
That's the name
yeah.
of a rap song. Dude,
that is
right
the
there.
Name. Fuck yeah, dude. That's how
that
greatness
might be the name
born.
Of the show.
The fucking A, the Jesus penis.
Yes.
Write that down.
I have a pen.
That's so funny that it wasn't even like meant to be. I totally thought it was. That's great.
That's awesome. It's probably like, you know, those Ken dolls. That it's an extension of their abdomen that
yeah.
comes down and it's kind of a bulge.
But
I bet you that's what it is. It's like a little bulge and they're freaking out. They're like...
They're like falling asleep, starting to have like weird sex dreams, and then they're like,
they're wishing it was there. They're staring at it, just wishing it was there until it finally,
hey.
In their imaginary fucking vision, they like make it grow a penis. They're like, there's
hey.
A penis!
If that was a penis, I would be sucking it, Jesus. I would suck Jesus's penis.
I bet you would.
Why did you just knock that over?
I was looking for a pen.
Here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hate you.
Thank you. Seton said, quote, I've had people who have vocally said that that's what they see there. I've had people who have just been as vocal who said that's not what they're seeing there. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. Quote, I think it was painted according to the certain specific rules of iconography.
What?
Iconography? Iconography?
Sound it out.
Iconography? I don't know. And church art, Seton said, of the crucifix. It's about...
Today, Junior.
Iconography. 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 That's it. Iconography.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
Good job, Matt.
Yay. God. Crucifix is about 10 feet tall. It's been hanging above the altar since February 21st. Seton said, the crucifix doesn't concern him, and there are no plans to remove it. So suck it, offended churchgoers. You can just fucking suck it. So, moving on.
Your cat.
Animal cruelty. Actually, no, we're going to skip that one. Check this shit out. A paramedic said he couldn't bring himself to have sex with a rich, pig-ugly widow who'd promised to buy him a red Mercedes. So you know what he did?
What?
He killed the bitch!
Are you serious?
I would rather kill you than fuck you, and I'm getting that car, so you're dead.
Wow.
Des Campbell's former sister-in-law, Toni Sanderson, said he told her the woman was so ugly.
How ugly was she?
This bitch was so ugly. He couldn't bring himself, this is a quote, to shag her, yet she was loaded and promised to buy him a car. End quote.
I would need a contract document signed, dated, notarized.
Full immunity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Partial hard-on.
If I even touch immunity. Your genitalia, that means we had sex. That's what it's going to say right there.
I would have to say in the car on the way while I'm driving her to drop her off.
Right.
Get it on.
Right. Promptly.
After I have the car. And
I need the car, and yes. Then we'll go have sex.
And I'll drive you home. We'll have sex on the way that I'm dropping you off. In my
Charlie the Clown says bag her and shag her.
Bag her, shag her, then tag her. No, wait. Bag her, tag her, so I don't have to shag her.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's what his thinking was. Campbell's 52 has pleaded not guilty to murdering Janet Campbell, also known as Jenny Fissy Caro. What? 49 by pushing her off a cliff during a camping trip at the Royal National Park south of Sydney, Australia.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Hey, honey, check out this view.
Oh, gorgeous.
Isn't this beautiful? He, like, looks at her and is like, God, that bitch is ugly. And they, like, looks over at the red Mercedes. He's like, but damn, that is hot.
That is a sexy car.
And then, like, he looks over the cliff. He's like, yeah, that's about tall enough. Whoop. What's that, honey? Do you see that down there? Down where? Puh.
I don't know. Could you do it?
Oh, I'd definitely. If she was ugly.
Like a brand new fucking Mercedes McLaren's, dude.
I would know that I was doing it, and I would be like, let's go. Empty out the safety deposit box. Let's go get all crazy and empty our bank accounts and just have cash, and then we'll have sex on the cash, and then I throw her ass over the cliff. That's how I do it. What do you do, Sean?
God. Me?
Yeah, what would you do? Would you just take one for the team and shag her ugly pig ass?
I guess I'd have to say I would fuck her for the car. Say, fuck, have a nice day. Thank you.
All right.
I probably would, too.
I would just toss her off a cliff. I don't know. I guess we know how that ends. By tossing her off the cliff, he's pleading not guilty to murder.
Right. I think I would have gone with just doing it.
In hindsight,
he's just trying to hide the fact that he fucked her.
He had to
kill. He won't admit it. He's like, fuck that.
Like, no, but I did kill her. I didn't fuck her, though.
Under oath or not.
I can't let that get out.
Under oath or not, I don't give a fuck. I did not fuck that bitch. I didn't kill her, but I did not fuck her. Like, can't help but notice you came here today in a red Mercedes.
Yes,
did
yes,
you roll
I
to
did.
Your court date in that car? Because
that would be awesome.
That's pretty awesome. So
I'm awesome.
He's a paramedic. He met the widow while living in Deniliquin, Southern NSW, whatever the fuck that means, and secretly married in 04. Oh, he married the bitch.
Ew.
Miss Sanderson said she and her husband,
Neil,
visited his brother in Deniliquin in April or May. He said, quote, he was getting phone calls from a woman who was stalking him. He said her name was Janet. Miss Sanderson said Campbell seemed quite pleasant when he was talking on the phone, but later he would denigrate the woman. It's like, oh, yeah, honey. Yeah, no, that's great. Okay, yeah. Kisses. Love you, too.
That bitch.
That fat, ugly fucking bitch. I'd rather fuck a kangaroo than that. Oh, sorry. What's that, honey? Fuck. And then he pushed her off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
She told her, quote, I don't know if I have got it in me to sleep with her, but I really want that car. That is
oh,
pretty fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah. That's pretty good.
You're going to jail, dude.
Yeah, and he probably did fuck her.
Fuck.
He did.
Totally.
In the car.
This is kind of messed up. Did you guys
going
hear
to prison, but I have a sweet car.
It doesn't matter when you have a sweet car. It's like the guys that spend all their money on a sweet car stereo, but they live in a shitty ass fucking trailer. But there's, like, this nice car parked out in front of it. Not even nice. It's probably, like, a Honda Civic. Got them on, like, 18s. Nah, they 16s, but I keep them shiny. In front of just a ghetto-ass fucking trailer.
Mm.
Well, this is weird. There was this gay black dude. He died. They buried him. These guys came and dug him up. And then, like, spit on the corpse, dragged it away, and dumped it in front of the home of the gay, dead black guy's elderly mother and father.
Wow.
Okay.
You dug up a corpse. Is this to make a point, or Are you
I'm
bored?
Not too sure.
Do you just really
dude.
Not like gay people or black people? So this
maybe
was
they
like...
were like, just a reminder, if you didn't know, your dead son was gay.
T is time to leave.
Oh, and he's
Richards.
Also dead because I put him on your lawn. Yeah, he's rotting.
Damn,
right now.
Richards, time to leave.
Maybe they didn't make the funeral and they wanted to have a second one.
Well, his body had only been in the ground for a few hours when the mob descended on the Weedy Cemetery with shovels. They yanked out the corpse, spit on its torso, dragged it away, and dumped it in front of their house. It was filmed on a cell phone, and the video was sold at the market. It passed from phone to phone, sowing panic among gay men who say they now feel like hunted animals. Bears.
Well, yeah.
That's right. Quote, I locked myself inside my room and didn't come out for days, says a 31-year-old gay friend of the dead guy. And he's ill with the HIV.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Stop fucking butts, dude.
But sometimes a butt is nice. I mean, there has to be a vagina there, too, but
you just
you
gotta
know.
Make sure it doesn't have the HIV.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you're having butt sex, you should probably test it first.
Yeah.
I pull out my little test kit and just, you know,
little
drop
jam
it in.
Hole official STD.
That's right.
Detective kit.
HIV detective kit.
Yeah.
My forensic HIV detective kit. Couple drops here, couple wipes here, and nope, HIV negative. Fucking boom! Plowing it. Oh, man. Poor gay guys. Quote, I'm afraid of what will happen to me after I die. Will my parents be able to bury me? You're going to die, and your parents are going to prop you up on the porch just to be like, fuck you. You're not going to dig up my son. I'll put him on the porch. We'll have coffee.
What?
Coffee. A wave of intense homophobia is washing across Africa, where homosexuality is already illegal in at least 37 countries. Round of applause for Africa, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah, Africa.
Wow. Wow, Africa.
You guys are doing a bang-up job
AIDS.
Over
Whoa.
There.
What
they're
did
tired
you?
Of AIDS.
Whoa. What did you say?
I said, Africa, you're doing a bang-up job
the
over there.
Bang-up
Keep it
job,
up.
Africa.
You're a role model for us all.
We should all try to be more like Africa without the AIDS.
Or the, you know, massive slaughtering.
Right.
Maybe a little.
Well, you know, here and there. But, yeah, no thanks. In the last year alone, and less desolate, barren wasteland, if we could.
And less, like, interwarring tribes killing each other's children.
Right, and less Christian missionaries going over there
definitely.
And bribing them with Bibles for
less
food.
White people.
Definitely less white people. Definitely.
Anything else?
No, I think that about covers it.
Less living in fucking grass
Yeah, can
huts.
We can we build some fucking buildings, maybe?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Do we have that technology there?
No, they
I
don't.
I mean, no, negative.
Well, unless you like grass and fucking...
Well, hey, they make pretty good huts. On that Dirt the movie, there was these hippie guys that like are natural builders or whatever. They build all these homes and shit, like just au naturel.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was like out of like shit, though, like poop and...
Yeah, that
dirt.
I'm not into. Like, if you can just bring me the cement as is... I don't want to make it. I definitely don't want to make
cement,
it.
But cement, like the chick said, is hotter in the summer.
And
if it's
cool.
a house made of fucking dirt and stuff, it's cool in the summer.
Cool in the summer and warm in the winter. And I feel connected to it because dirt is alive.
I like the little cartoony dirt things.
Yeah, they look like little meat wads. They're little dirt meat wads. That was pretty crazy.
They totally were, dude. And that new episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, oh, man, superb.
Yeah, I'm glad that show started.
Hey, I'm meat wad. Hey, I'm meat wad, too.
Oh, nice and little girl.
How the fuck do you do that? I can't do that voice.
I'm meat wad.
I'm meat wad. I don't know.
Whoa.
I can't do it.
Inappropriate. I'm meat wad, girls.
You can't even
do it. Nice and little.
What the
Shut
fuck
up.
Is that?
That's pretty good. That's
thank
pretty
you.
Good.
Thank you for that. So in last year alone, gay men have been arrested in Kenya, Malawi, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. In Uganda, lawmakers are considering a bill that would sentence homosexuals to life in prison and include capital punishment. I'm sorry, that's not funny. And include capital punishment for repeat offenders. If you butt fuck, you better not butt fuck again, because then you're a repeat offender. You have nothing.
You get thrown in prison. Hold on. You're gonna get butt fucked some more.
No butt fucking in prison. Damn it! You guys are totally not doing this right.
There's just too much butt fucking going on in Africa. That's probably their biggest problem.
Their biggest export is butt fucking. Yeah. Jesus, dude.
It's their oldest profession.
Yeah, we've been butt fucking since way back. Oh, but it. So the leaders in Africa looked around and they were pleased with what they saw, and they're like, we have nothing to do. What else can we do? And one of them was like, I don't like the gays. Okay, let's spend our time and money and motivation making a bill that kills all the gays. You should okay. let the gays decorate Africa, and then it wouldn't be such a big desolate pile of shit.
That's brilliant.
Right? You're doing it wrong. Everything is great. What else can we possibly do here? I mean, look at it. We're living like kings.
You know, maybe they should start a condom African? Factory over there.
A what? Oh,
a condom factory. Build massive amounts of condom factories.
No.
Everybody has a job. Everybody has condoms.
They can't. Because the Pope went over there and was like, condoms are evil. And they're all like believing that shit. Like, oh yeah, no condoms. It's crazy. Good job, Africa. Good job. Way to
props.
Stay on top of
props,
things.
Dog.
Way to modernize and revolutionize your fucking continent.
Africa, we're making
Africa is incontinent because it fucking sucks. And that's all I have to say. So.
So.
Okay. I'm good with that.
All right. Well, last story for tonight. This is weird. Colorado Springs, what the fuck? 3 fourth graders who allegedly, now keep in mind, fourth graders, okay?
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Camera two, everyone. That is beautiful. It's, what does that say?
It's dragon dick for
dragon
Doug.
Dick for you, Doug.
They asked me to make a dragon porn, so I drew a dragon with a penis.
That is beautiful. Wow. So, he's Colorado wrong. Springs. 3 fourth graders allegedly had a plan to bury a classmate alive on a playground.
Awesome!
They are being disciplined, the school district says. The unidentified students attended Endeavor Elementary School. The incident happened Wednesday. The victim was Dirk White, a 9-year-old student at the school. He was not injured.
He was not?
He was an emo kid. Fourth graders, we have an elaborate plan to bury Dirk White in the fucking playground. They listen
Hell
to that
yeah.
one, that DMX rap song or whatever, that Eminem one where he's like, go to sleep, die, motherfucker, die, in the dirt, in the dirt. And they're like, dirt. God dirt. Made dirt, and dirt don't hurt unless you get buried alive in it.
Right.
That's true.
Yes.
According to Dirk's mother, Jasmine White, the students began digging a hole last Thursday while the family was out of town. The hole was several feet wide and several feet deep. When Dirk returned to
Are you cool?
Oh man, I am cool. I'm all right. When Dirk returned to class Wednesday, the students held him face down in the hole and tried to bury him. Wow. That's amazing. The school staff members saw
this.
Hold still. We're trying to bury you alive. The school staff member saw the struggle, broke it up. According to a statement released by the district, an unidentified staff member was disciplined. He wreck a discipline for failing to act. For failing to act appropriately on the incident when told of it by Dirk. He was like, yeah, I don't like that kid. He was a little faggot. Bury him. Bury him and then piss on it when you're done.
Right. That's a direct quote, by the way.
Right. End quote. Dirk returned to Jasmine White said Dirk has been in trouble at school before, once for accidentally spraying a classmate with a chemical he found,
cool.
and for a recent bullying incident. Fuck it, put him in the dirt then, little fucker. He sprayed somebody with a chemical he found? Hey, what's this? Oh god, it's acid!
That's what it was, cool.
Huh, no shit they wanted you in the ground. Dude, you're a little dickhead. Like, why? And bullying? Really? Do people still bully?
Yeah,
I thought schools had, like, a zero tolerance on bullying.
Yeah, you can't get rid of bullying.
No? Is there bullying in the local rap game, would you say?
Yes.
Maybe to an extent. I don't know. There's definitely shit talkers.
Yeah, it's shit talking and dissing each other. There's like, I don't think there's like actually bullying in it, but
I don't know. Kind of felt like beating the fuck out of one of those guys from Dumb Dog.
Yeah, kind of.
I kind of did. I almost did.
What
I
happened?
Still might.
Still might. What it's happened? Up in the air.
My whiteness took over me, and I decided it was probably better if I just handled it rationally.
Rationally?
Rationally.
Take it to the rap, son.
Yeah.
That's right. So I do want to talk about, we did go to their open mic. And
open mic.
I would like to discuss that. Let me finish this
what
up
What is
here,
there
though.
To discuss?
Well,
I'm
you
sorry.
Just... So Dirk returned to school Wednesday. Jasmine said she has not decided whether to file police charges or seek legal action. They think that the students were doing it for revenge. Do fourth graders know what revenge is?
They fucking do now.
Should
fucking
they?
A, dude.
Should fourth graders know what revenge
is? Well, they
is?
Know what it's like when they get pissed off because some kid's fucking spraying them with shit.
So hey. It's more like, you're doing this to me, so I'm going to do it to you. They don't really necessarily know that, like, oh, I'm going to get that fucker back. They're just like,
no, they
fuck
like,
you.
They, like, go home, and they're like, so-and-so, like, bullied on me today. And they
tell?
Like, cry about it.
Are you
and
saying?
And then they go back, and they're like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something back. I'm going to get him back.
Are you saying they yeah. tattle? They tell
no,
their mommies
no,
and daddies on you?
They're standing
yeah,
up for themselves.
They're little children, and that's what children do. Is
children.
They call
tattletale?
Their daddy and tell on people.
They call daddy and tattletale?
Right.
Huh.
You tattletale.
They should grow up.
Yeah, maybe.
quote, three fourth grade students and a staff member are being disciplined for this incident. The incident, school's playground, occurred. Yeah, we all know that. Great. So, moving on. What did you think of that turnout at the Dragon's Den open mic? Not bad, huh?
It was pretty good. I mean, we were there.
We were there. That was the first time I've ever actually even been in that place. It's a cool fucking place.
You know,
it's
funny.
It's a nice place.
It's a really cool place. Big vaulted ceilings and a mm-hmm. little stage. And it's, I don't know. I liked it.
It's funny because both times I've gone to their open mic, I showed up a little late. But when I did show up, the kids were standing outside the Dragon's Den on the fucking sidewalk while the rappers are inside rapping.
Huh. Why?
I don't know.
Is the rap just not that good?
It
or?
Boggles me, but there'll be an answer about that in my newest song come out soon, so look for that lyric.
Oh, somewhere. Word. Word.
Word up.
Right. So, anything else you want to say? Before we call it a night?
We'll Doug wants to know if we walked in there like a boss.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we're probably the oldest
bit.
People in
walked
there.
Walked in there fucking. Yeah, and that's when. Check the show notes from Wednesday. I wrote something about it. It's a little what I think.
I still haven't read your damn show notes. I probably should.
Nah,
Ashley
matter.
Even mentioned your fucking show notes. She's like, yeah, it's something about this in the show notes. And I'm like, I don't
Whatever.
Even
Who
pay
cares?
Attention to them anymore. In all, all honesty. Right.
Well, anything else you care to say? A response. We did play their diss song. That I found on one of their MySpaces.
Excellent. You know what's sad is? That's probably their best song.
Are you serious?
I'm not even joking. Like, that is probably the best song they've put out.
Well, Poltergeist says, bad dog, suck ass, that's why. That is probably
and
why.
And rightfully they do, sir.
Rightfully so, sir.
They've earned that rep.
Word.
What's our rep looking like these days?
Well, the way things are going, it's looking like we like to start beef on MySpace. So if we can stop doing that.
Yes.
Whoever's
yes.
doing. Do you know who's doing that? Because they
yes.
should stop.
There is a certain rapper that is on our team of three rappers. And it's
that
not
is,
me or Matt.
Hold on. Was that you?
No, it's not me. It was you?
I don't think, no, it wasn't me. So, I wrote those show notes, but that was it. I don't
three,
take it to
out
my
Out of three
space.
Of us, is not me and Matt, so huh. I'm not going to name names, but he needs to stop.
He needs to stop picking my
stop
space
run, stop running his mouth.
Just
stop
let, it. Yes. I agree. I
say, fuck you, have a nice day, and let's get on with the shit.
Exactly. I fully, thank you. Sean, thank you. I fully agree.
De nada.
De nada.
What?
Oh, ain't no thing. Ain't no thing but a
dude.
Chicken wing.
No thing. Okay. It's all good. All
right.
So, the winners of the books.
Doug and Bunny, Alana.
Okay. Right.
So, thanks for that.
You guys will be getting your books soon.
Really appreciate that.
Last thing I think we'll ever have to do with
anybody?
Them.
All right. Well, I wish I could find that Worm song because I really want to play it.
I know, right? Oh, dude.
Is there something, Sean, you can talk about for a minute? Can you talk about something for a sec while I find this awesome song? I'll just be a moment.
How's your sex life
That's
going?
Good. You are a fucking pimp, by the way.
And his chair was sticky.
When you're up at Grizzly Jack's.
Yeah.
You are a motherfucking pimp.
Yeah, but he goes home all sad and lonely. And
I know.
His chair.
And jerks off
and
with
he,
his tears.
What did he say? He's like, I don't sleep in the bed. I sleep in my chair because I don't like sleeping alone.
Something about
like lonely.
Something about not shitting where you eat, I believe is what
pretty
he
much.
Said.
You know what? I get plenty of tail, but, you know, I still have to be alone because that's just the way it has to be.
Why?
Why?
Did something go horribly wrong with...
Yes, my life did. From the minute I was fucking born.
Hey, Sean, life happens.
Yes, it does.
Oh,
and
man.
So is my Jimmy getting waxed. Thanks for asking.
Oh, fuck, man. Where can people find you on the internet rapping with me?
Oh,
nowhere yet, but we're working on that.
It's coming.
We have this new song that I wrote, and it's really fucking awesome.
Well,
and
he
everyone
has his new song.
No, that's why I said I have this new song that I wrote that I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do the chorus. Is that how you say it? We're working on, like, the verses are all written, and they're fucking tight. I keep my verses tight, right? So it's the choruses that's really, because I don't know, it has to be sang, and it'll be so beautiful. This song might make you cry. I'm just saying.
It might.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, dude.
It fucking might. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Oh, you're welcome, Matt.
Are you ready for this 420 show in Spokane?
You know, I think I am more ready than ever after we rehearse.
After the show.
Yes.
Should we leave the cameras on while we do that?
I think you should. I think you should.
Well, if you guys want to stick around after the show, we'll leave the cameras on while we rehearse our set. Is that what it's... Is that the lingo?
They're pretty...
I'm learning the lingo.
Amusing when they rehearse.
Yeah.
So I would
Melvin,
stick around.
Melvin. Melvin Johnson, our producer. He might make an appearance. But yeah, so hang out for that if you guys want. We'll leave the cameras on. We'll rehearse our shit. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all of our shit's at. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com/Twitter and MySpace and donate and Facebook and
Danny.
All that good shit. And Danny and MySpace.com/LyricHal 406. You can find him on our MySpace if you can't spell that. And, live Monday show. If anyone is in Spokane, wants to come hang out at our friend's apartment, we will be doing a live show there for Dana's birthday, and it's just the Monday show. Then Tuesday, live performance at... This is our biggest performance yet, yes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I'm fucking excited.
You can tell I'm overly enthusiastic this evening.
That's right. Are you cool? Who are you texting, first of all?
You know...
I need to know names.
Just some booty.
Just some booty?
There's always some booty on
texting,
the text.
Always some booty texting.
See,
a nigga.
This is called e-pimping, Matt. You got to use technology to stay ahead of the game.
Well, obviously.
It's in business, in pimpology,
it's
personal
the same.
Shit, it's the shit.
Shit is shit. All right, well, we'll see you guys Monday. We'll see you guys Saturday and Sunday. If you guys want to fall off downriver, fall off course in Spokane. I love that course, I have to say. My favorite course. That I've ever played.
That's
is
right.
Downriver.
Come down there and get your autographs.
Can you even say that with a straight face?
Nah, I tried.
All right, well, we'll see you guys this weekend. If not, we'll see you Monday. If not, we'll see you Wednesday when we get back home. But we'll be doing the show live either way from our friend's house. So it'll be a good time. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam.